Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm here with you for one more hour. Of course, we're talking all things Super Bowl. That is exactly what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks. That's exactly what we're going to do up to and through February 7th, Super Bowl 55, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Kansas City Chiefs. A big shout out to everyone who's tuned in, who's called, tweeted me, it just messaged me from all over on the first 3 hours of the show. When does the show get started? Every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. I need to remind you, if you're not familiar, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. And Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55. It's the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules and you could enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Obviously, started off the show talking about this matchup. This is something that you couldn't write it up. But here we are with, I think, the best case scenario, the most entertaining matchup. You don't even have to be a hardcore football fan. You can be a casual fan. You know, folks know who the hell Tom Brady is. People are learning who Mahomes is. His profile is going to go even higher right now. People want to see if Tom Brady is going to get knocked off the top of the mountain as he adds to his legacy. And Patrick Mahomes just continues to etch his name just in the record books for all of his accomplishments for someone who is not even 26 years old. But the man with the accomplishments, Tom Brady, it's ridiculous. He will have appeared in 18% of every Super Bowl that has taken place. This is going to be his 10th appearance at the Super Bowl. He's doubling up already on John Elway, who had 5. This is Brady isn't amazing. You don't understand how amazing this guy is, how important he is. Listen to what Bruce Arians had to say on Fox. He was talking to Tom Rinaldi post-game. This is what he had to say on what Brady has meant to the Bucs.
You wanted number 12 to come down and become a part of this mission and this group, Bruce. How do you describe what he has meant to make this moment a reality?
This trophy. The belief he gave everybody on this organization that this could be done. It only took one man.
Oh, it only took one man. I'm like, whoa, that sounds real deep there. He was real emotional. You can't knock Bruce Arians for everything that he's had to deal with, whether it's his health reasons, he's 68. He's finally getting his shot and his opportunity. You know, last season we talk about all of the years and the greatness of Andy Reid. The winning percentages, the NFC championship games, now being in the AFC, he finally got over the hump. You don't think Bruce Arians is appreciative of this experience with Tom Brady? This is what Tom Brady had to say about reaching the Super Bowl for the 10th time.
This is the ultimate team sport. And, you know, we've had a lot of people work really hard over a course of a period of time to get to this point. So, you know, it's a tough journey to get here.
Yeah, it ain't easy. We know it. Patrick Mahomes, an opportunity to knock the old guy off the mountain and move him out the way and say, hey, can I have the shine now? I still have to deal with you. This is what Mahomes had to say about facing Brady in the Super Bowl.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Gross exaggeration, but it sure as hell feels like 150 Super Bowls, doesn't it? Give somebody else a chance. Nah, he's still trying to do it, and he can still do it at a high level. Does he have weapons around him? Yes. Did he go to a team that was built to win? Yes. But what did you want him to do? And I'm referring to some of the questions that I've received throughout the night here, or some of the comments, which you can also always participate, 855-212-4CBS. And there's a lot tonight because of our amazing callers. And we got some time here. I wanted to spend time on Josh Allen. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers and his comments and his future in Green Bay. Make sure you swing through tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. But it's mind-boggling. You know, even the one caller who said, oh, well, he just, what did he prove? What did he do? He just went to a team with a lot of talent. Duh. If you have an option to work at a place that's falling apart, let's think about it. Do you want to work at CVS or Walgreens, or do you want to sell, you know, well, I guess not. Do you want to sell prescription drugs around the corner at the place that's falling apart? Come on, everybody wants to be in the best possible position. Come, please. 855-212-4CBS. Darius is calling up from Louisiana. I'm pretty sure he's disappointed over a few things. Darius, go on ahead.
Yeah, I'm not really disappointed over the Super Bowl. I'm just disappointed over people saying all it took was just one man. I'm a Saints fan, of course. And
well, Darius, that's why I was referring to with the disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying this for the past 2 years. Tampa Bay was before Brady, 10, 11, 12 win team. They just had a stupid quarterback that would make stupid decisions at critical times. And, of course, the year before that, they had a tough schedule. I'm not going to lie to anyone about that. Of course, they got Jameis out the way, and now they got a quarterback that could take care of the ball. And, plus, I could say Brady hasn't played what I thought he was going to play this year. But you take Jameis out the way, and that cleans up all the mistakes, then you got a Super Bowl team. They didn't really add anybody but Brady and Gronk and a few other little pieces. But before all that, it was still a 10, 11, 12-win team.
Darius, a few other little pieces. The biggest piece that you added, let's not act like, okay, is everybody Jameis Winston? No. Okay, first man to go and say, hey, he has 30 touchdowns, he has 30 interceptions. First guy to ever do it. Touche. There aren't too many folks walking around who's Tom Brady. All right, there aren't too many folks walking around. Just that Rob Gronkowski guy. Is he the same Rob Gronkowski from 5 and 10 years ago? No, he's not. The threat of an Antonio Brown. And there's a whole lot more that you get with talent outside of just the name. And that's what Tampa Bay has gotten here with Tom Brady. So I don't want to take away from, you know, we could have plugged in just a good quarterback, And Tampa Bay would have been back in the Super Bowl. Let's look at the case here. We got a Josh Allen. He looking pretty damn good, and it didn't work out for him yesterday. I can go ahead and take, you know, your quarterback, or Drew Brees. He's not the same of what he was. So I don't want to take anything away from the additions to Tampa. Okay, Darius. Darius said, I don't know. What was that phrase? Cat got your tongue? I don't know. But let's not minimize this. Like I say, there are quarterbacks in the NFL who put you over the hump. Like, let's be real. If we took Kirk Cousins and slapped him in place of Jameis Winston, are you more confident that they're going to the Super Bowl? Maybe you feel confident that you'll get some W's. But are you Tom Brady confident? There is not a person playing. I don't think there's a QB playing outside of maybe Mahomes. Are you that confident? It's not just, oh, well, they plugged in. Anybody could do it. It's not true. Curtis is calling up from Cleveland. Curtis, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
It's me again, JR.
Yeah, I know who you are. Curtis, go ahead. I introduced you. Why would I know who you are?
Now, listen, JR.
Yes.
When you say that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of his era, there's no debate. But when the media say that he's the greatest quarterback of all time, they're lying. Now, he's probably the fourth best quarterback of all time.
Well, you're from Cleveland. You're going to tell me about Otto Graham, aren't you?
Well, he's a quarterback that went to 10 straight championships and won 7 rings.
So the answer is yes, Curtis, right?
Yes. So here's a guy, 20 years, trying to get his 7 ring, and Otto Graham had 7 rings in 10 years. That's the goal. If you say he's the greatest, I know they changed the name from the NFL Championship Super Bowl, but if you're talking about the goal, they built a Hall of Fame in Otto Graham's backyard in Canton, Ohio, where they play after the game. He is the goal. And I'm going to say that Bart Starr from Green Bay Packers, who went to 5 straight championships. Now, the last 2 was called Super Bowl, but he won 5 straight championships. He's second. Joe Montana, the 1-4, he's third. Tom Brady is the fourth best quarterback.
Curtis, let's roll back to the first guy from where you're at, and let's talk about Otto Graham. Listen, the 40s, the 50s, it wasn't even considered or called the NFL. How many teams were there? Even 10 teams playing?
They were NFL. He was a 3-time NFL.
I didn't ask you that. Curtis, stop. I didn't ask you all the extra stuff. How many teams were even active or playing then? I'd venture to say probably no more than 8.
I'm just saying, it took Tom Brady 20 years to get 7 rings. It only took Otto Graham 7.
I will tell the Hall of Fame
in his backyard.
Yes, and I've heard you, but I would venture to tell you that all things considered, and it is difficult, as we know, to compare eras. It is. There are more teams. It's more competitive. It's not as easy. There's so many other factors that just go into it, which make what he's done, I find difficult. You can also say, and thank you, Curtis, for calling from Cleveland, you can also take the approach of, as Terrell Owens said last week, Terrell Owens was right here. He said, you know, all things considered, you look at the era that Tom Brady is playing in, doesn't even get touched. He stands back there. He has the ability to throw. He's healthy. He gets the job done. You breathe on the quarterback and, you know, it's a penalty. Boom. Legitimate. Earlier on in the show, we spoke to 3-time Super Bowl winner Mark Schlereth. Now current analyst, he says the opposite. He says, yeah, I am impressed by what Tom Brady does at his age. Me, I feel closer to what Schlereth said as opposed to T.O., but there's this truth in what Terrell Owens said. So you can look era to era and just say, oh, well, in this era, oh, yeah, he went to 10 straight and won 7 in 10 years. Yeah, for his space. Or you can look at Tom Brady and say, oh, well, what Tom Brady is doing is so much more difficult. I would lean towards that. I wasn't alive. I didn't see Otto Graham go to 10 straight championships and walk away with 7. I didn't see that. But I can look at what's going on right now and say, oh, well, I can give you some reasons why I think it's more difficult. The parity of the league, the amount of teams. Obviously, if I'm going from 32 down to 8, what are my odds looking like? If I want to talk about money, free agency, there's so many issues which make it different. Perry is calling up from Mobile. Oh, matter of fact, Ben, he's calling from California. Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? Good evening.
Terrific, Ben. Go ahead.
Good. So I'm a big 49er fan, so this topic is as you can well understand, it's a hard topic for me to accept that Brady may be the best quarterback ever. But to put things into perspective here, Brady has played 43 playoff games. That's almost three entire seasons in addition to your regular 17-season game, okay? So, I mean, to put things into perspective, he's played three additional seasons than your average Cleveland Browns or Jacksonville Jaguars or your Houston Texans.
He's, you know? He has personally been more successful than many franchises, yes.
So that's, I mean, all I'm saying is it's an additional three seasons that he's played that some other players have not even been in the playoffs.
Oh, no, it's true. And I give you one up, Ben. Thank you for calling California. I give you another one. I mentioned this earlier. How about Tom Brady as an individual on his ledger, his personal career? He's won 263 games. The Buccaneers, as a franchise, a team that got started in 1976, they have won 287 games. Brady, 263. The Buccaneers franchise, 287. And this is a man. He's going for his seventh Super Bowl. This ain't easy. Did he need to have teammates around him? Yeah, he said it. Ultimate team game. Did he get a solid structure around him with Belichick? Yeah. But like I said, talent and preparation, like as one of our callers said as well, if you prepare, you're lining yourself up for success. And if you want to talk about luck, you can get a little bit of that luck if you prepare. If you put yourself in a position to succeed, you know, at that point, is it even still luck when things kind of fall your way? You put yourself out there for the success, it can come. Even tonight, as LeBron James goes back to Cleveland, puts up 46 points. I mean, preparation. A lot of people want all of the accolades and people want the rewards, but people don't want to put in the work. People don't want to prepare. That's just as important as showing up. Maybe more important. I ain't taking nothing away from this Tom Brady guy. I don't care how you feel about him. You could love him. You could hate him. You could be a Saints fan. You can go ahead and be a Bills fan, a Dolphins fan, a Jets fan. You can be an Eagles fan. Maybe everybody hates him a whole hell of a lot unless you're a New York Giants fan and you feel like you've owned him. Let's see if Patrick Mahomes gets that same feeling. Let's see if Patrick Mahomes gets his one up on this Tom Brady. It's an amazing story, a hell of a story. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, come back with more of your calls. I need to talk to you about, just real quick, what's going on with McDermott and the Bills. And there's just so much. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss this week, including Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he's really going to, you know, go elsewhere. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More Super Bowl talk when we return.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah. It's called doing the work. I didn't just snap my fingers and end up here. I did the work. And I'm glad I'm here with you. It's fun. Having a hell of a time. Let's get back to these phones. There's so much to talk about, so much to discuss. And this is a thing. Like, you almost want to pull your hair out. Like, let's just have the Super Bowl on Sunday. Come on. Yeah, we want to get folks healthy. Nobody gives a damn about the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl will be virtual. They're going to play Madden. Nobody wants to see that. I'm not watching that. I'll probably see 5 minutes of it, maybe three, and I'll go, hey, what else is on? No time to watch grown people play video games. And I know that's big money now. Don't come after me. I'm not shooting down esports. I'm a proponent. We had conversations here whether or not esports were real sports. People were like, listen, I got to train. I gotta get acclimated to get my hands and my hand-eye coordination together. And come on, if we went back 30 years, some of us would be professional gamers. We'd be making some money now, wouldn't we? But I'm not watching that damn Pro Bowl. You can keep it. Alan is calling up from Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you're right, Jay. They would save a lot of newsprint if they had it 1 week instead of 2 weeks. Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was, he's old enough to be Patrick Mahomes' father. He was reading defenses at the same time that Patrick Mahomes was trying to read period as a five-year-old. So that's a big age at this embassy.
Yeah, Mahomes was 4 years old. Patrick Mahomes was 4 years old when Brady made his first Super Bowl appearance.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about Matthew Stafford. You know, he's only one of two players to pass for 45,000 yards and less than 150 interceptions. And the other is Aaron Rodgers. Now, if it was vice versa, let's say Brady had been playing. I know it's hypothetical, but let's say Brady had been playing for Detroit and Mahomes and Stafford had been playing for New England. You know, it's. I think the roles would be reversed. Stafford would have every bit as much success as Brady had in New England. You need a team in front of you. You know, it's
Well,
no man is an island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that, Alan. But you know, you could have been the Queen of England, and I could have been the Duchess of York. I mean, but we're not.
Ifs and buts were Andes and nuts. Candies and nuts. I can see what you're saying.
Same thing, but we can't. I can say Matthew Stafford, if we plugged him in, I'm like, I'm not prepared because what does that say? We don't know that.
Three playoff appearances, and they were one and done in each one of them and since 2009, and he was a first overall pick. So, you know, it's I guess you really have to look at a scouting report to decide who's the better the quarterback. Scouting reports answer everything, I guess.
But
you know,
there's part of, I agree ultimately with what you're saying, but we won't get that answer. That is why, you know, and it's legitimate, I guess, to a certain degree. Someone can call me and say, "Oh, JR, I think you're dead wrong because you think that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Tom Brady." Well, look, of course it can't be. You know, I get it. But there becomes a point in time where, okay, if we stick to the reality and if we stick to exactly what happened, yeah, the talent, what team you end up on, the situation, the team, that's the word, the team. Who are you going out there with? What structure? And this is a prime example, and thank you so much, Alan, for calling from Toronto. It is discussed ad nauseum. And I have to talk about it on my New York City show on WFAN on the weekend. When you boil it down, it's mind-boggling to me. People can look at the New York Jets, and God bless them. They've unfortunately had a front row seat to everything that the Patriots have done over the past 20 years. Their histories in certain aspects, whether it's a Belichick or Curtis Martin or Bill Parcells, they're interwoven. But they got a quarterback that may not be their quarterback much longer in Sam Darnold. People are still scratching their heads and going, well, the New York Jets haven't helped Sam Darnold. The New York Jets haven't put talent around Sam Darnold. Oh, yeah, we know that. But you know what else is also true? That Sam Darnold hasn't helped his own case. He hasn't helped his own cause. You know what's true? Both points. Making one point doesn't invalidate the other one. And so to say, oh, yeah, well, Tom Brady, he got help from, you know, having the team around him. Duh, yeah, of course. But he's done his part. He's done more than his part. He's done so much that he is the most successful quarterback ever. Terry is calling from Georgia. Terry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Terry.
All right, man. Well, quick question. I don't know if nobody ever mentioned it, JR, but Tom Brady is the first quarterback to play in the Super Bowl and host the Super Bowl, from my understanding.
Well, and, yeah, the home team, yes.
So I usually didn't like Tom Brady or love him, but you got to respect him, man. You know, you got to put some respect on that man's name. And he's the goal of football, you know. He's doing what a quarterback's supposed to do, man, go out and win. So I come to respect that man now. So Tom Brady, you the GOAT, man. Go get number 7, man. I salute him.
Terry, you're from Georgia rooting for Tom Brady?
Well, you know, yeah, man, I'm a Falcons fan, and what he did in my team, man, you know, I can't do nothing but respect him. And he going out to get number 7. It's going to be a good game, but Tom Brady going to put it out, man, the GOAT. GOAT of all time, man. I don't care what nobody says, JR, let's go, man.
Yeah, we know that, Terry. Well, thank you so much for calling from Georgia. We know that. I didn't think that I'd hear a Falcon fan rooting for Brady. That almost makes my stomach hurt a little bit. No. You want somebody, you know, let Jones go tackle him. There's not a game that I watch with Tom Brady where I'm just like, hit him, hit him, hit him, hit him, damn it, hit him. Aaron Rodgers was sacked and hit 5 times yesterday, and we know that front that the Bucs have. Oh, they get after the quarterback. For a guy, JPP, blew his hand off, he's still getting after folks. Come on. Every hit, I'm like, damn, it had to be Aaron Rodgers. Hit Tom Brady instead. But he hasn't been getting hit. Trust me, I don't care how old you are. Those hits hurt when you get older, man. Shoot, I don't even want to get on the floor. We got to get back up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this show's been a lot of fun. Y'all done really called up and had a hell of a night. I hope our buddy from Tennessee is okay. He was getting yelled at in the background. Interesting comments. We still have more callers here on the line. If you want to holler at me before I roll out, 855-212-4CBS is the number. There's so much that we still have to get to, and we have time. You know, this week and tomorrow, we are definitely going to talk about, you know, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Is he really leaving? Is he just emotional? We'll get into that. We'll talk about Josh Allen. We'll talk about Sean McDermott. You guys have done an amazing job calling and joining here tonight. And so let's get in a few more calls before I got to roll out. Let's actually go out to California right now and talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product and you really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying. And I think that it was a profound upset. I think that, you know, here Tampa Bay had to come to the weather and come into facing the hottest quarterback. And anybody, in my estimation, my opinion, you know, Aaron Rodgers did not lose that game because he had to really perform every drive. His offensive line, I think, wanted to be spectators. I don't even know if they were ready to play a game because, you know, he was pressured everywhere. And there were many drops in that first half. In the second half, everything was usually the drives were stopped by a drop ball right into somebody's hands.
Yeah.
And I do think that, you know, Kansas City's going to have that same advantage in that you can't have linebackers turning and flying when you can run the football and you got a good offensive line. They just couldn't get really anything going on that end to challenge that thing. But
yeah, and this is what made that game so fun to watch yesterday,
yeah,
because there were so many instances And I could say the same thing for Tampa Bay as well. Tom Brady didn't have the greatest of games. He threw
no, and he got hit.
Yeah, and he threw three interceptions. I can think about some of his passes that didn't go where he wanted them to go. I could think about some of the drops. You know, Mike Evans had a ball or two that just went right off of his hands. So, you know, when you have these type of games where it's going to be close, there are mistakes. I looked at Aaron Rodgers on kind of the last time he had the football, and at one point in time, I'm saying, "Well, damn it, man, run!" And I don't know if he, I don't know if he was comfortable with running. I don't know if he was like, "Damn, I'm gonna go and get blown up." I don't know if he's like, "I'm not gonna make it." I don't know if he was shell shocked from the five times that he was sacked in the multiple times that he was hit, but. There was a give and a take, and I'll tell you this, and we're going to spend more time tomorrow talking about it. You get to a point where, as a head coach, you want to be aggressive. Andy Reid has the experience. He has the cachet. He has his Super Bowl last year. You know, he didn't have to send Chad Henne out there last week and say, well, throw the ball, run the ball. He could have kicked it away. He's like, nah, I'm going for the jugular. And we've seen instances, and thank you so much, Joe, for calling up from California. We've seen instances this postseason, even in the Colts' lone playoff game against the Bills, which they basically just outgained them yardage-wise. But when it came to making the plays, it's like Frank Reich took the approach of, I don't know if we're going to be able to hang with them. I don't know if we'll be able to do it. Let's just play it safe. Let's just, you know, kick the field goal, or let's punt the ball. Let's not go for it because, you know, I don't know if we'll be back in this position. It's just like, yo, you don't even believe in your own team. What message are you sending to the guys out there that are playing? Everybody, let's not leave points on the board. Well, you want to leave points on the board, or you just want to go for somebody's neck? Melvin is calling up from Richmond, Virginia. Mel, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to say that, you got an awesome show, man, and I enjoy it very much when I'm out moving about at night. On behalf of Tom Brady, I'm a Cowboy fan by diehard, always have been. I could never stand Brady, but I have to give it up that he's the greatest quarterback I've seen over the last 20 years. I mean, if anybody I could bet money on winning, I know Tom Brady will pull it out. If you leave any time on the clock, I know he'll do you in. That's a given. And I give him all props for that. That's all I really wanted to say. I appreciate you.
No, well, thank you so much, Melvin, for calling up from Richmond, Virginia. Yeah, well, everybody got the memo about Tom Brady getting a football except for LaFleur. He was like, oh, well, yeah, I trust my defense. Against Tom Brady, all a man needed to do was run the clock out. And we could talk about a penalty here or a penalty not called. We can do that. But let's not forget everybody, the role that you play. And that's why I always say control what you can control. Can you drop a pass? Yeah, your fault. Can you overthrow? Yeah, your fault. Can the coaches make mistakes? Yeah, their fault. There's never one singular point or issue. It's a 60-minute ball game. Every one of those choices can help determine what happens at the end, what the result is. It's just real easy to remember crunch time. Because there ain't no more time on the clock. The pressure is there. It gets enhanced. Perry is calling up from Mobile, Alabama. Perry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I called you last week and told you Aaron Rodgers was going to choke. And they shouldn't have even been in the position to kick a field goal at the end and try to get the ball back when a 43-year-old quarterback throws three picks in a row and you only get one touchdown, you're choked. Aaron Rodgers, that's all on Aaron Rodgers' offense.
Oh, it's all – so, Perry, you told me last week that Aaron Rodgers is going to choke. So, what are you, the Amazing Kreskin? You got all the answers or what?
Aaron Rodgers is not the quarterback everybody thinks he is. He had a champion NFC title game at home And he's what now? 1-4 in NFC Championship games. What a surprise.
So, but it's all his. Whose fault is it? Remind me.
The offense. Aaron Rodgers leads that offense.
Oh.
When you get three picks in a row and your defense hands you the football, Brady's handing you the game on a silver platter. Here, I don't want to win. Here's the ball. And you can't beat them?
Well, what I will tell you, as you just said, it's a matter of the team. And so we can talk about 1-4. One thing that I would not do is to wrap all of that around his neck, because the reality is, if it wasn't for him, they would not even be in that position. That is also a fact. So the same way that Tom Brady says on the winning side, it is a team effort. I agree with you. It is also a team effort to go out there and lose. And I can also say and point to, yeah, like I just said, I'm not a fan of looking at Rodgers yesterday and going, well, damn, man, run. Run. The touchdown is in front of you. He didn't think so. He didn't take it. Okay? So that's not to take away. But to call me up and just say, I told you that this was going to happen. Well, tell me what's going to happen on February 7th. What's going to happen?
Mahomes is going to wipe the field with Brady. And let me ask you one more question, okay? Let's get real here. Everybody says Brady.
Let's not get real. Let's get fake, but go ahead.
Everybody says Brady's the greatest of all time. Did Roger Staubach, Terry Bradshaw, Elway, and Montana go to the Hall of Fame with Spygate and Deflategate hanging over their heads? No, they did not.
Well, Perry, you're missing one, and you must have missed our caller from, maybe 20 minutes ago. We talked about Otto Graham, so you're missing one.
Bart Starr, too.
Yeah.
I mean, none of those guys did the things that the Patriots did to get to where they're at. I mean,
yeah, Perry, shut up. Shut up. Goodness gracious. Couldn't imagine living with that guy. Maybe nobody does. Damn. This is a reality. And you know what? I'm going to have to start my own JR Sport Brief Ring of Honor. People that JR has to just say, shut up. I think he's third right now. He's third in an entire year. He is number three. And more recently, it's his third in maybe a month. You can make a legitimate claim. Oh, well, Deflategate. Somebody, man, I love it. It's all jokes for me. Deflated ball. See, yeah, deflate a ball here. Somebody spy. It's all okay. Yeah, sure. Let's think about this. For 20 years, this is where they got the success. If you want to pinpoint this or that, or you want to say, oh, that one's not legit. Okay, fine. But you know what you cannot take away? You know what you can't take away? You can't take away the success. It's not all cheating. Let's look at the games. All right? I don't think every game is, oh, well, forget the game plan. They didn't need a game plan. They cheated. They had it right in front of them. You got to go out and execute. Everybody's looking for that leg up. Trust me. Roger's calling from Ohio. Roger. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Roger, you're live. Roger's no longer live. Thank you, Roger. Listen, anyone who looks at, and it's no different in baseball, and I can tell you this because I've had athletes tell me. I don't care what sport it is. If it's baseball, if it's football, everybody's looking for a leg up. Ain't no differences here. The Patriots got caught. And even with that, that does not take away from what the hell has been an amazing run by an amazing coach and by amazing talent. And that amazing talent is still amazing with what he's doing right now on a team that he just got to. On a team that he didn't have a chance to fully practice, prepare, and get acclimated to. Give the guy some damn credit. Maybe you're a cheater. Maybe you're a cheater and you didn't have the same success that this Tom Brady's had in whatever the hell you're doing. I don't know. I could talk about cheating. I could say, oh, he did this and that, but he's successful. And he's not successful. He's not a winner. He's not this and he's not that just because he cheated. It's because he's damn good at what he does. Whether you like it or not, that's just the reality, and that is just the facts. And that's what the hell I try to bring you every night. Facts. And that's what I plan on doing tomorrow, too. And tomorrow, we're going to spend more time on Aaron Rodgers and the decision that he made, the decision that LaFleur made or did not make. We'll talk about Josh Allen. We'll examine what's going on with Major League Baseball as they look at their Hall of Fame. You know, we should have some answers on that tomorrow. Is Barry Bonds finally getting in? What about Clemens? Thank you to everybody who called up tonight. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.